waking you up early and easy this morning on a Saturday in the great state of Arizona. Good morning, y'all. I want to throw the doors wide open and welcome you into my house this morning. It's Rosie on the house. A Saturday morning weekend tradition for 28 years. We are your weekend wake-up call. Beautiful morning. Any day you can drive to work with the clouds rolling across the horizon, the wind is down and the wind blowing through your face and you're comfortable, that's a great day. That's exactly what it was driving into the studio this morning. We're here with our entire team. My wife, sweet Jennifer.
Good morning.
38 years. Good morning, darling. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Yeah.
We have my son, Romy. He'll be doing the call screening here this first hour. Move into the studio in the second hour for Outdoor Living, where he hosts.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
If you'd like to join the conversation about anything we're talking about.
I'm a lot harder call screener than Jennifer, too.
Are you?
Just so you know.
Yeah, you're harder to get through?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then our broadcast
Steel
engineer
over here
from Brookings, South Dakota. Mr. Michael Reisch. Good morning, Michael. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. You know, yesterday was the first time that someone called into the office and said, are you Mike Reisch? And actually, my full name, and he must be a good listener, because he was looking for Jennifer, and he recognized my voice. It's the first time in 4 years.
That's funny. All right. Well, you're welcome to participate more. You're good on radio. You don't need just be pushing those buttons. Jump in more.
Or are we going to need to remodel the studio so his head can get through the door now?
No, I know my place.
Oh, man.
It's
well,
with us.
Well, let's share. We want to share. We want to open this morning just sharing a little bit about Romy, thank you for filling in for Jennifer and I last week. Jennifer and I don't take very many Saturdays off, but we did take last Saturday off. The Saturday before, we had been broadcasting from Flagstaff for the Great Outdoor Expo with Mike Russell. And that was fun. Jennifer, that afternoon, drove up to Flagstaff to join me with our baby, Carol Grace, who we were taking to college. And I thought we would just share some of the moments as parents that we had with Carol on these last few days with her. As we have had like a serious, significant countdown to this event. After raising six kids, this was going to be our new page, our new chapter into empty nesting. So Jennifer and I had our own little countdown to empty nesting. Carol had her little countdown to start of school.
So did she stay at school or did she come back with y'all and be like, no, I can't leave. I can't leave.
Romy, I tell you what, she's at about 5,000 feet elevation right at the base of the Rocky Mountains. She's already sending pictures of hiking St. Mary's Glacier and getting out there, and we had a lot of fun. Flagstaff to Denver, pretty easy one day, long day drive.
Not for Rosie.
Well, we turned that into a four-dayer.
Rosie style.
We turned that into a four-dayer real easy, and we took two cars because we wanted to leave her with a car. Now, sometimes I drove with her. We had our talks. Sometimes you drove with her, and you had your talks. This is like our final shots. Mm-hmm. We're getting these in, right?
So don't forget this and remember that.
What were some of the things you talked about?
Just memories, mostly.
Yeah?
Yeah. I tried to get her to tell me what I had done wrong as a mom. She wouldn't tell me.
Uh-huh.
She was very gracious and told me all the good things.
Okay. Well, Tuba City, I double-checked with her. I said, look, you and mom had the birds and bees talk, right? She said, yeah. I said, okay. Well, here's the survival kit that I put in your truck. You have blankets and, you know, weatherproof matches and flashlights and maps. And, you know, let me download the GPS thing for your cell phone. And here's the survival kit that I put in your Camelback. And so.
Romy, when we got to the college and we were trying to get her all set in her room, Rosie's got her out in the parking lot teaching her how to change her tire and all this stuff. And Carol's like, we've had all summer. Why are we doing this now?
It's like, well, you got to embarrass me in front of my friends at school.
Oh, man. We just had to double check. Just double checking, that's all. But one of the stops we made, we talk about Arizona staycations a lot here at Rosie on the House. I tell you, but we were on a family obligation to deliver our daughter to a school out of state. And I've been to Durango probably 100 times. But a new outdoor adventure has just begun in Durango that you may not know about, that we discovered in shopping. Actually, Carol discovered in shopping what to do while in Durango. And it is a whitewater float trip down the Animas River. You get on the Durango-Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad. You're on that. We were on that train an hour and 15 minutes. It takes you all, just past halfway to Silverton.
I don't remember the train being so slow.
It seemed really slow this time.
Yeah, I think it was about 10 miles an
hour.
From the last time we were on it.
Yeah, last time you were on it, though, you had five kids to watch.
Yeah, it went by
faster. Yeah, that's true. So they stopped the train to fill the steam engine with water, with fresh water. At that water stop, you are thrown off the train with your rafts and your gear and your personal flotation devices and your lunch and your helmets and your paddles, and you then blow the rafts up. Takes you about an hour to blow all the rafts up.
Get on your wetsuits.
Crawl down the steep embankment down to the river. Get orientated. Get your safety speeches. This is a class 4 water run. Jennifer did a little research on that.
Well, the classes are a little subjective, and of course it depends on what time of the summer it is, if it's fresh runoff or, you know, it's late in the summer. So we were a little later in the summer. We were told it was a class 4. Looking through the classes, it was definitely more than a 1, definitely more than a 2, definitely more than a 3, and maybe a 4. So like 3.5, 4, depending on.
At 4, it means the guides have to get out and pre-scout the rapids prior to running, right?
Well, it means you have, yeah, and we had that.
We did have that. You are dropped off by the train. You participate in the activity. I will have to tell you, this isn't a trip for someone that's not in decent physical shape.
They told you that. They just didn't tell you why.
Right. So we put in, and we floated, and it's called the Rockwood section of Animas River. And they have not had it open to, as I understood, they have not had it open to public whitewater rafting expeditions
until recently.
Until very, very recently. And you're in the water and you're rafting, and they pull off and you have lunch and you get back in, and they say, now the good part's coming. And the canyon gets narrower and narrower, and it goes from a treed steep slope down to the river to a sheer rock wall, similar to Parai Canyon up in northern Arizona. It's just literally rock basalt walls, 100, 150 feet high, and the river funnels through this shaft.
And then it gets close to a 4.
We just had an absolute blast. And as you're approaching that, out of nowhere, is this guy in a kayak shows up. And I turn around, I look at the guy, and I said, where'd he come from? He says, oh, he works for us. That's in case any of y'all fall out.
They've obviously had an issue if they've got someone there with a kayak.
Well, the week before, the guide in the other boat had flipped the entire raft and lost everybody.
They had a flash flood. Yeah.
So I said, oh, okay. Well, I said, well, how did he get here? He said, well, he parked where we are going to get out and park, and he hiked with the kayak on his back.
Now he's developed a little strap, and so that's like.
I said, so how far a hike is that? He says, oh, about 5 miles. 5 miles uphill in the Rocky Mountains, and I didn't see any trail. I'm sure there was one, but I mean, it wasn't like walking across the plains of Kansas. I mean, this was walking. That's some hardy people. So he shows up like out of nowhere. It's like almost shocks me. Like, oh, where'd you come from? You
know? And then we get instructions on what to do if we do fall out, and how he's gonna, where we can grab his boat and not to grab on him.
Oh man, it was genuinely a great trip. So it's the Four Corners Whitewater Adventure. They're located just outside of Durango. It's kind of confusing because there's also Four Corners Whitewater Rafting in the same building. Both almost have exactly the same names. But if you can work your way through that confusion, it's well worth the trip. Well worth the trip. We leave Durango.
Okay.
On the way to Denver.
What does that cost? Do y'all remember?
It was $250 a head.
Okay.
It includes lunch.
And it includes that you get to carry out your own stuff.
Oh, wow.
So this is the
reason
you have
to... Can I pay $450 to have someone pack it out?
I don't think there's not enough people.
At the end of the float, they start looking at you and sizing you up. And you're thinking, what is this about? And they're sizing you up to see how much weight you can carry up a completely straight vertical trail climb. We gained
about a half a mile.
They're looking at you like an old cowboy eyeing his pack mules.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So you have to help haul. But we can't complain. How much did Sierra weigh? She couldn't have weighed 100 pounds.
She was probably 100, 110 pounds. She had to carry an entire boat. Of course, deflated. The thing must have weighed 90 pounds.
It was at least her body weight. Yeah. And she carried that thing straight up. Like a mountain goat. It was unbelievable. And then you get to the part where the only way to get to the car, the only way to get to the car is walk on the railroad tracks of the narrow gauge trail.
In between these two rock walls.
Is this the one that y'all came up on?
Yeah,
so it's an active train?
Yes, yeah. And so Sierra has got this 100-pound pack on. She's just finished this incredible, arduous climb. And she's moving pretty slow now. And so we're like about halfway through this little cavern. And we hear the train.
she found the extra burst of energy.
Yes. Yeah, we all made it out just in time. So, the Rockwood section of the Animas River, an absolutely great float. One of the things we did in taking our daughter to college in the past 10 days, it was absolutely a great vacation. When we get back, I'm going to talk to you about the difference between the Colorado Department of Transportation and the Arizona Department of Transportation. And we're going to talk about a particularly interesting potty that Jennifer found in a snooty restaurant in Denver.